Warning, the following podcast is both excellent and explicit. If you have any children in the room, you might want to rethink your life decisions because they're going to find out about the real world sooner or later.
Welcome to another edition of the Super Flight Podcast. It's Thursday, June 30th.
That's right.
Yeah, that is right.
I can never remember what day it is, but I did for a moment.
I just looked. I had to look.
Yeah.
What's going on, Mike? Let me get the things out of the way quick. If you guys want to reach us.
The Twitters, the Instagrams, the Twitters, streamers.
We're not on Instagram. I can't keep up with all the social media, so.
There's a lot.
There's a shit ton. So if you guys want to reach us, you can reach us by emailing us first. At thesuperflightpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, I can say that. You can actually go to the website, thesuperflightpodcast.com. You can tweet at us at superflightpod. You could follow us on Stitcher and iTunes and Google Play and SoundCloud. And if you follow us on iTunes, please leave a review and rate us so other people can find us.
Yeah, I would say the best place to follow us outside of this podcast is Twitter. I think that's the place we're probably most active.
Yeah, we're pretty active on Twitter these days. Trolling me. You son of a bitch. How do you troll me? How do you troll me?
All about you. Because if I read one, on a busy day, if I read one more post about your grief over Nerlens Noel leaving, I'm going to lose my mind. I keep getting alerts all day long, and I'm busy. It's my phone buzzes, and it's just you screaming in agony about Noel.
I love Nerlens. What can I say?
That's fine. After the fourth or fifth one, I gotta jab you back.
That's fine. It's fine. But then you do it so like it seems like I'm the feed is schizophrenic. So then I have to like.
I also love that. Yeah, just as an aesthetic, like or just when people are reading, they're like, "What the hell?
What is going on? You just said you love this guy. Also,
it's intriguing or entertaining for the no people who are following us.
The no people who are listening.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's true at all. I actually don't know anything at all.
I would like to follow someone and just, I mean, if you listen to sports radio shows, they contradict themselves within the sentence sometimes to cover all their bases.
Well, we are definitely not sports radio.
We are sports radio.
Well, we're sports.
See what I did there? Yeah. I contradicted us.
So I guess we are.
We get it both ways. Kevin Durant is definitely going to not definitely sign with the Thunder.
Absolutely not. Yes.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's. I think he's going to sign with the Thunder.
Wait, are we talking about this now? I was just joking. We
will talk about it. Yeah, we can get into it. But do you want to do it now, or do you want to save it for the? Let's save it for the end because it's the most intriguing storyline.
You're hosting. What do you want to go jump into
with the most? All right, fuck it. Let's talk about Durant.
Deep end of the pool.
I don't know how deep we're going to get. We only have. I mean, we have as long as we want to go, as we showed last week, which is entirely too long.
Our advertisers put very little restrictions on us.
It's true. They're like, do whatever you want. We don't care. We don't mind. Let's talk about Durant. What do you think about Durant? So he has, let me set it up. I'll set it up and you can knock it down. He's got, what, 5 interviews? So he's got the Clippers. He shunned the Lakers. I love that.
I know.
We'll talk about that too. It's the most glorious thing ever. You know, OKC, I think he's doing next week. And then, he did them first. He did them today. And on Friday or Saturday, he's hosting everyone else in the Hamptons. So he's making everybody fly out to him. Mm. So he's meeting with, I think, the Celtics, correct?
I don't know. I know Miami.
Miami. The Clippers.
Rockets.
The Rockets. Are they on there?
I think so. I think last I read.
I thought it was somebody else.
I think last I read was the Rockets in Miami and the Clippers.
Yeah. And.
Okay, I thought the Clippers couldn't afford him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
they have to get rid of Blake, or that's the rumors. That's the rumor. Get rid of Blake to take him.
And then the last thing I heard was that all three of those guys are coming. They're talking about the big four. So all three of those guys are going to come out to the sales pitch. And I tweeted to somebody when they put that up. And I was like, you should bring some security so they let him out the door.
Yeah.
Lock him in. You know, get it.
No, I get it. I just thought that was silly the first time around. I mean, not on your part. On the fact that, like, the emotional level of some of these guys is kind of like a teenage girl sleepover.
Like, explain that a little bit.
Just thinking it's funny to like put a chair up against the door. That's a real thing that would stop. Oh, yeah. I mean, if that's your level of sense of humor. I mean,
Oh, you mean me, or that they would actually do
Blake
that?
No, Blake Griffin did that and like sent it out on social media, and then sort of the tweets that were coming out were just the sort of precocious, like teenage kid humor.
You precocious child, you.
Oh, you don't like the word precocious?
Oh, I like it. I do. I like
it. You put the prick in precocious.
So what do you think about it? Give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts.
About
Durant possibly leaving, and we're okay.
Well, first of all, I don't think he's going to leave.
Okay.
I think he's going to stay with the Thunder. I think it would be ridiculous for him to leave.
Absolutely.
I think he'll do a 1 year. He'll match up with Russ, what everyone's been saying. What LeBron's been doing, where he's signing 1 year with a player option for one more year.
So the 1+1, yeah.
Right. He'll get paid. He's got the best shot to win anything now. That's really what he's in for. His brand is fine. I don't think his brand's hurting for much.
Not at all.
So yeah. If it's not about that and it's not about the money, if it is really just he's in a position to win, I think outside of those Warriors rumors, which I doubt are going to come true.
But apparently they've started courting him like over the summer or over the regular season. For months now they've been courting him, so that's smart on their part. People are saying that if he's going to leave, the one team you would see him going to would probably be the Warriors, because listen, it's his ninth year in the league now.
They're going to pile on a championship. So you think he's going to the Warriors?
No, I think he's staying put. I hope he stays put. I like him in OKC. I really like it when guys stay loyal to their team for whatever dumb reason, unless you're like on the Kings or something. But I like that. I like the idea that you can stay in one place, like Dirk, for your entire career. And Kobe.
Yeah,
and
I think that has to be a special relationship with the organization. I don't think there's much loyalty when that much money and it's based on injury is involved. I think loyalty is kind of a...
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Like, it only goes as far as...
I think it's a fan projection in a lot of ways.
Of course.
I'm not... I mean, you're very loyal to the people you work for. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many fans of that place. Mm-hmm. And you would stick with them and give them first dibs on your work, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I mean, if you look at it in those terms, that's the place you work.
That's a good way to think about it. Well, okay. So then the fan in me likes that he would stay.
Right. I like that. I feel like I let go of that, but...
Because think about it. I mean, like, the identity of the team is not... It's honestly the players. When
Drexler left Portland for Houston to pile on in the 90s, I think I kind of was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had the conversation probably years ago about, like, that I've been such a diehard Sixers fan, and you're like, oh, well, you root for laundry, and I'm like, and you're like, I root for players. I'm like, what do you mean? And then you're like, you'll see.
You make me sound so condescending. I'm not that condescending. Only a little bit. But that's true. I do very much, and I have since I was younger, because the root for laundry is a Seinfeld line. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He's like, you're just out there rooting for the uniform.
Yeah. But well, it's true,
it's
though.
Hard. I mean, it's hard to root for a team or to get behind players that you know are just... I mean, it's not a reciprocal relationship. So at some point, your emotion is going to something that's not giving back.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Durant. I think I honestly think he does the 1+1. I don't see why he would do anything else. It doesn't make sense. Like, why would you want to?
What do you think about Presti's moves? How do you think that feeds into it? It's funny, too, doing a free agent show the day, literally hours before free agency starts.
So awesome. So everything that we say is going to be proven exactly wrong in about 3 hours. Well, what time is it?
Yeah, well.
4 hours.
It's a good time to put out opinions and just prove once again opinions are usually wrong.
Yeah. I did have a thought, and I totally lost.
About Presti getting Presti. Sabonis and Oladipo.
I think Presti made some really nice moves. We talked about it on draft night or whatever. The night after the draft when we did our podcast, whenever it was, I think he made moves that were like, okay, in case Durant leaves, let's kind of re-up a little bit, or let's kind of set the table for us to still succeed, right? And if he doesn't leave, well, we have these other pieces now. Like, you already had Steven Adams and Enes Kanter, who have shown that they can do exactly what Ibaka was doing. Like, you know, to a certain extent. But, like, he was becoming superfluous. They didn't need him. They can clear some cap space by getting rid of him and still maybe be able to add, like, a few smaller pieces if they need to. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree with you for the most part. I heard something where somebody thought he was going to stay because he had been sort of, like, fawning over Oladipo and how much he liked Oladipo. And I immediately thought of Shabazz Napier on the Heat, where LeBron had talked so much about his love of Shabazz in Connecticut, and they went out and got him, and they're like, see, he's staying, they're doing what he says, and they're going to have Shabazz Napier, and he's going to be really good next year. And then he was just like, bye. Like, it had nothing to do with anything. Yeah.
He's like, he was the best college player this year.
Yeah, I didn't say I wanted him on the fucking team. Yeah.
That's funny, I never heard anything about Durant saying anything.
I just heard that today, like a clip, and who knows if it's even true. Like, that's people thing. Read into the minutia of all of it. Yeah.
The rumor mill is like spinning out of control right now. So, like, it's hours before the free agency.
As a fan, I think you should correct the draft with Odin and go back and play for the Trailblazers. And I think that makes sense, and I think he understands that sort of like cosmic justice correction.
Fair enough. Do you want to talk about the Blazers? Do you want to get into it?
Not really. I mean, they have a lot of money.
They do have a lot, but everyone has a lot of money right now. How much do you know how much they have under the cap?
No, I don't. I was just going to wait for their moves. I was surprised they got it. We didn't even mention the fact they drafted the kid out of Maryland, did we?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we got to that. They bought a draft pick in the second round.
They did. Okay. Yeah. We mentioned last week that we both fell asleep at the end of the first.
No, I knew it. I knew it before the podcast.
So who did they get?
I don't even know his name. It's like Lehman. He was one of the three. He's like a 6'7", 6'8", white guy. Can play power, small forward. I think he can switch out. His numbers were right in the middle. He's a four-year guy. He seems like he has the skills to be a sort like of journeyman pro.
And you can throw him in right away and he can
help
you. The
guy off the bench. Yeah, he can play. He's ready to play now. That's he's not a guy you got to develop. You're not going to have to pay him a lot.
Right.
He's a utility guy. He can do just about everything.
And those contracts are really important in the NBA now. Like, guys, especially like a four-year guy who can come in and step right in because he knows the game and he's played. And, like, it's the value of having, like we've talked about before, drafting a guy fresh out of college as opposed to like a 2 or 3 year player. Usually those guys come in a little bit more ready to play. The problem is you miss some of their like development time.
I could see him getting, you know, like 12th, or not 12th, I would say like a, you know, at top out at like a 10th man production. Somebody gets hurt, they don't have to worry too much and the risk isn't crazy on him.
Right, and it's sort of a instant minor re-up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, those backups.
I think they can actually let some of those veteran veteran contract. I think they might be looking at letting a Mo Harkless or somebody just go. They don't have to pay him, and they got somebody they can fill that in.
You think they would let Mo Harkless go before they? I think they just didn't they tender Crab an offer? So
probably.
He's restricted now.
I was literally waiting till midnight to catch up on all this, or tomorrow morning at work, because I know my boss isn't listening.
Yeah. That's true, and neither is mine. I
know that because she doesn't listen to me when I'm at work, so I know she's not listening to me when I'm not at work.
My opinion doesn't matter. Oh, don't cry for me. Anyway.
Enough. Is that Evita? Did you just go Evita. Into Evita?
I guess, yeah. What were we saying? Yeah, so...
We were talking about the Blazers, but originally we were talking about Durant. I mean, I don't have a lot to say about it because I think he's staying in OKC.
I hope he stays in OKC.
I think he would be dumb. I mean, he could go to the Clippers. Who knows? But I think he'd be dumb to go to the Clippers.
I agree. You know, let's keep on Durant for just another minute.
I have one last point about that, too, is the only thing is that you don't know the relationships behind doors.
No.
And I've always found his relationship, it has to be just, as people put it, the alpha dog status. There has to be some sort of tension with him and Westbrook. And maybe they work together great and they're professional with each other. Who knows what that relationship is? But there's no way you have two guys that good and they love each other. There's no way Durant sometimes wants the ball and Russ takes those shots and he's not like, would have liked that shot. I was wide fucking open there.
Exactly. Well, we've talked about that ad nauseum, like during the season or during the very beginning of the playoffs when we were talking about it. It's like, man, Westbrook had a wide open KD and just went to the like, what are you doing?
But regardless of what they say or the way they present it to the press, that has to create some sort of tension.
Well, you know, I was listening to another podcast and I forget which one it was because I've listened to about 19 of them.
This guy pounds them.
Yeah. I pound them like, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I know where you're trying to go. But
I don't know.
Pounds podcasts like beers.
There you go. That's
there
it.
There you go.
And they did mention something about like how Westbrook and Durant's games work together in that like there's sort of there's obviously a mutual respect between the two. They're very good friends. We know this. Like,
are they?
Yeah.
Or is that what they present to the press? That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, maybe.
You think they go into each other's bat mitzvahs?
I think so.
Yeah.
Bum? Did you say bum mitzvah?
Bum? It's bat mitzvah. It's a Jewish rite of passage.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe you didn't know.
I get it. And they were saying that like they each represent something that the other wishes they sort of did more. Like maybe Durant wishes he drove to the basket more and was a little bit more selfish because he's very ball sherry. And then Westbrook is the exact opposite. Maybe he admires Durant's like team play kind of thing. And so it worked really well in you know the playoffs this year. At some point they kind of got it together. So I don't know. There was a nice take on that. I don't really exactly remember what it was all about, but I think there's a mutual respect there. And that's why he's still there. I don't think the tension could be all that high if he's been there for... I mean, although, you know, he does have the chance to leave now, and where he hasn't really before.
Again, though, you... And I'm playing devil's advocate.
No, please do.
Work with people you hate.
Oh.
And you work with them, and you get the job done.
You don't have to tell me, man.
No, but... And then just the people you report to, you put on a public face of, like, it's fine.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
And but if you're a professional,
you can, if you're a professional, yeah. You do it. You make it work.
So maybe he really, you know...
Especially if you're under contract.
Yeah. Maybe he does want to get out of there. Who knows? I think for me it would be best if he stays. I just want to see him stay. I don't know why. We've talked about this before too, that like once he and Westbrook leave OKC, as much of a really good GM as Presti is, I don't think, what are they going to do? They're not going to have anybody. They're not going to lure free agents to Oklahoma City. So
would it be funny if he went to Houston and teamed up with Harden?
That would
and
be
they
funny.
Becoming the second team in the West after Dwight leaves and goes to Atlanta, which is where I think Dwight's going.
Yeah.
I think they're going to put Dwight at center, and they're going to let Horford walk.
Oh, yeah, they're totally letting Horford walk. Horford should get out of there anyway. I just, like, he's been there for, what, his entire career?
Yeah, they drafted him.
Why not move along? Like, see what you can do. See if you can go to a championship contender.
It's interesting that you take a different take with him and Durant, because he's been with that team his whole career. As a fan, you'd want him to stay.
I guess it comes back to what, you know, the relationship that's between them, like you were mentioning before. So here's my thing on that is that, like, yeah, I guess it's... It does matter about the relationship you have with the team as a face, like for the mass, for the public to see. So like the relationship between OKC and Durant, you think of Durant as Oklahoma City. Like
I think of him as a supersonic, but go ahead.
That's fair.
Speaking of which, Luke Ridenour just retired.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Okay.
You know, Luke Ridenour drafted by the Sonics. He was Durant's point guard for the beginning of his career.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on.
No, he set the record for being traded five times. Oh, just because he retired. He got traded five times in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Set a record, and then he waited a year, and he retired. Plus, he went to a specific college in the Northwest. That's all.
And what specific college would that be?
I don't know. You tell me.
I can look it up.
It's true.
Listen, man, you know I don't do the college thing much. Anyway. Why you call me out on the pod? Why are you doing this to me again?
That's going back to the joke where you didn't know where I went to college.
Oh, yeah. So was it Oregon? Anyway.
Phrase it as a question.
What were we talking about? Yeah, so...
We were talking about Horford staying in Atlanta, Dwight Howard going to Atlanta.
I was good. I actually wanted to... Yeah, let's do that. We were both fans of Horford maybe going to Portland, but I think he's already cut that off, hasn't he?
Nobody's going to Portland. Those are pipe dreams.
Yeah, I know.
The idea of it, because they don't want to go there. They just don't want
to
go there.
Are you telling me... I've been to Portland. And I've been to Oklahoma City. Are you telling me that Portland is a less attractive city to live in than Oklahoma City?
I don't think it's an issue of living in it.
What is it then? Why can they not...
I think it's just the way they perceive the market. I don't think it's less attractive, but Oklahoma City's getting national televised games, and Oklahoma City's in the playoffs.
Right, because...
Portland's not getting national televised games right now.
Yeah, they are. They have Lillard, and they have McCollum.
They got a few this season, but I'm telling you, they're not getting very many, if many. Oklahoma City's getting prime spots on national TV weekly.
Yeah, well, that's because of the stars. So if you have, like, a Durant go to Portland, then...
So the national television, the games they get still lags by a year. So if a team is good, the next year they'll get national games. There's that, and then I don't know, as far as the other things go. The rumor was that people really admired Lillard and wanted to play with Lillard. At least that's the story that was sent out of there. But it's funny because in the press, you know, the press doesn't know shit about all the rumors, and they keep linking white guys to Portland. They're like Gordon Hayward, Chandler Parsons. I was like, okay, any more white free agents? That they're like, well, the Blazers are interested.
Luke Babbitt.
No, don't bring up Luke Babbitt. I still love Luke Babbitt. I still am shocked when I see him playing in a press. I'm like, he's still in the fucking league. Oh, shit, good for
Where
him.
Is he now?
New Orleans, last I checked. I watched a New Orleans game, and I was like, who is that shaggy-haired guy who cannot play? And it was Babbitt.
I swear to you, one day before we stop doing this podcast, I'm going to have a Babbitt drop.
Well, the thing was, I forget where they drafted Babbitt in the first round pretty high, and then I saw the guy. Maybe his name is, I want to say Scott Lehman. That's not right. I feel like that's the GM out of Maryland, and the first person I thought of when I saw him playing was Babbitt. But they drafted him in the 40s, and I thought that would have been a closer place. Because Babbitt's still in the league. If he was drafted in the 40s, you would have been like, that was not a bad pick.
That was not a bad pick, yeah.
Right? I just thought that took him way too high.
That was really good value.
Yeah, it's good value for a 40 pick.
Yeah, what pick was he?
Babbitt? I want to say he was in the teens.
Yeah, it was way too high.
He was in the first round. I don't think he was in I don't think he was in the lottery. I want to say, I'm just guessing here, but I want to say it was like 18, 17.
Just out of the lottery, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
That makes sense. Oh, by the way, I just want to say, remember how we talked about Scal Labissiere?
Mm-hmm.
I really had hope for that guy, and then I remembered that he got drafted by the Kings. His career's over, and I feel really bad for him. But he's going to be the one guy that I hold on to from
this
draft.
Why do you think his career's over?
Because he's going to the Kings.
I think I'm not trying to be negative on Scal Labissiere, but he played 16 minutes a game in college.
Because he was in super foul trouble.
He just shouldn't have come out of college. He should have played another year.
Yeah.
And like maybe he didn't get along with the coach. Maybe he needed the money. But he just came out too early. He's prematurely left school, and he should, if nothing else, if he didn't like the coach, he should have changed schools and put another year in college. Should have gone to an Arizona. He should have gone to a.
We are getting way off topic.
A Duke. That's fine. These are rambling. As long as we explain what we're talking about as we go.
All right. So that's that.
So are we back to Dwight Howard yet?
Well,
the fact that I think he'll actually do well in Atlanta.
So you want to go into Dwight Howard? I thought we were on Horford.
Well, I thought we were doing Atlanta.
All right, let's do it.
I'm done with Horford, but because he's not coming to the Blazers. And he's 31. He's got a bad shoulder.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he's got left. I thought maybe he would like it there because he gets some playoff run, but maybe he's not even going out west. I do like Dwight for his last couple years in the league in Atlanta. It's his hometown.
Yeah.
15 of his 17 baby mamas live there.
At least.
So he'll get to see his kids more. but I could see him doing really well there because he can sit down on the post. They can run the pick and roll with Schroeder and Millsap.
Yeah.
They can have Korver sit on the wing, and they can have Dwight just sitting in the basket on his own like he likes doing and getting rebounds. It's about all he's good for, in all honesty, if he doesn't have Stan Van running the offense.
Oh, you can put it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the 15 mama said.
Damn.
No, I just think it's funny. It's a long story career of his Christianity versus, you know, just general
actual
hypocrisy cracks me up.
General hypocrisy. Yeah, it is funny.
Now waiting on cease and desist letters because Dwight Howard's lawyer is the only one listening to us.
Yeah, they're the only ones listening to us.
It's a joke.
We put ourselves out there just enough that only lawyers listen to
Dwight Howard's lawyer.
But there's also rumors that Dwight Howard might go to Portland, speaking of.
Nah,
I don't see it happening.
They were talking about it a bunch, and like the press, the sort of like bloggy press, a lot of them were for it, which shocked me. They were like, this might be good. We could work this out. And like sort of talking themselves into it. The way that someone who's never had a really hot girlfriend will talk themselves into a relationship and be like, no, it's going to be all right. We'll do it for a little while. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, she's a little abusive, but low self-esteem, second-tier free agents.
Nice.
That sort of like tone about talking themselves into Dwight Howard. I read some of it. I commented here and there, but I was just like, come on, fellas. You're better than this. You're better than this, Portland. Plus, I just don't like it because they'd have to get rid of Plumlee. And if you've listened to this podcast, what's Plumlee going to do? They're going to have to start Howard.
Couldn't he play at power forward?
Not really. I don't think it's his game. I really think Plumlee's a athletic up and down center. He's just big. His range isn't that great. He's better closer to the basket.
He is.
I think if you're going to get a power forward, you're going to want a shooter, someone who can shoot and spread the floor.
Yeah.
And I think he's a little bit redundant skill set with Howard, although he's got a little bit of range and is probably more athletic at this point in his career.
Plumlee?
Yeah.
Than Howard?
Plumlee's probably more athletic.
Plumlee is so freaking athletic. That dude is
kind
of
a freak.
He's a freak. He's a freak of nature.
I remember I watched him with the Nets and I thought he was pretty good, but then there was that Olympics behind the basket full court dribble where he went behind his back around a defender. I was like, oh, he's 7 feet and he can do that. I'm 6 feet and I can't do that.
Which means, like, why is he not, like, an all-star already? I don't, like, what part of his game is lacking?
I don't think it's part of his game is lacking. I just think it's the style of game.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, it's like Boris Diaw. People get numbers confused with quality of player.
Right.
It's not the same thing. And some people are compilers and they think they're great players.
My case for Noel, just saying.
Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the opposite of what I was saying.
That's the way it's gone since, I think, since Jordan. But I feel like, and maybe I'm just remembering the past, but I feel like there used to be a lot more people who were just role players and they had good careers and were considered great players and they didn't put up monster numbers.
But putting up no numbers does not get you into the Hall of Fame or get you on all-star ballots or get you in the all-NBA team or get you all those extra contract bonuses.
But it does get you millions of dollars and you're so rich and you're playing a natural game that works for you.
Which, and I think this offseason, this free agency is kind of like full of those guys that could be like decent role players, but nothing super. Like Dwight Howard, he's definitely on the backside of his career.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he brings much to his game, but he would probably be a nice fit in Atlanta.
I think he's been on the backside of his career since he left Orlando.
Yeah.
And that was just like mentally. And now I think he's starting to get physically on the backside of his career.
But have you seen all these like rumors that have been coming out about him, about how he's a terrible teammate? Like he never takes things serious.
Is that a rumor? I thought that was just a fact. Since Orlando, though.
I know, but I'm like, you know, but now since like he's up for free agency again, everyone's saying that he's not even, they're like, no, he's not going to get a max contract. He might even get half of a max contract because no one wants to play with him.
He'll get paid. He's somebody's still a name that people know.
Exactly.
Still a brand that works.
The thing is, like, they have to sell tickets. Even if, you know, they're going to overpay for him, but his name will still get people in the stands. So, yeah, someone will overpay for him, even if he's not going to make your team better.
I'm a bike ride today. We should talk about the finals one more time. We'll get back to it, but just remind me. I want to put out an absurd, ludicrous conspiracy theory that I thought of on my bike ride here about the finals.
Go ahead, give me it.
No, let's keep going on free agency. All right, I'll use it as a teaser that I have an absurd, ludicrous. I want to get your thoughts on it. Conspiracy theory for the finals.
I like your conspiracy theories. My brain's only working at half speed today, so pardon me. So what were we talking about? Give me a sec. So anyway, let's talk about your team.
All right.
Because I'm definitely...
You want to get team specific and talk about our teams?
Let's talk about our teams, because I'm definitely going
to
talk about mine.
Because I have less to say.
Yeah. Mine's going to take a while.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what? Before we even do either of our teams, let's talk about the Knicks, since that's sort of like our team-ish. Like, we both like to root for the Knicks, and both love to hate them, I love to hate them.
Yeah, they've always been my team since I was a kid. I love the Knicks since I was very young. They were always my other team, and I liked watching them beat up on that Bulls team that I never liked.
I only sort of like them because I live in New York, and I feel like I have to pay attention. Sure.
They got Derrick Rose. They're getting Joakim Noah.
Who's originally from Manhattan, isn't he?
Yeah, he grew up rich. His dad was a very famous tennis player, and his mom was a very famous model. Knowing that his mom was a model.
Anyway. What? Go on.
Forward and upward. Nothing.
It's like, go ahead and fill out that thought.
So they're getting the broken parts of the Bulls. The Bulls had a scrap sale for the cars that are up on blocks in their front yard, and the Knicks are buying parts.
And you'd think it'd be pennies on the dollar, but no, they are paying them full price.
They are taking these slick New York businessmen for every dime they're worth.
Oh, yeah. Windy City is going to win again. I don't know.
I don't mind what the Knicks are doing. I don't. I think as far as putting together something now for Carmelo, yet not committing to it for the future for Porzingis, I don't think this is a bad way to build for the next year. And I mean that as in year.
Year.
Yeah.
Here's the worst thing, and that's the thing. People have been railing. You know, they've either lauded the Knicks for getting Rose, or they've been railing on them for getting Rose. And I'm like, it's a one-year deal. Yeah. Yes, he's making $23 million, I think. Which, by the way, two of the highest paid NBA players this year before everybody gets their free agent money are Melo and Derrick Rose. So they've got a lot of money wrapped up in that team already. And if they give Noah the $18 million a year that they're planning on, that's a chunk of money.
I send Cablevision, which is owned by the owner of the Knicks, a check every month for nothing. Mm. It's a monopoly. That dude is made of cash. Doesn't give a shit. James Dolan, big dollars Dolan, and his blues band.
What's
playing
his blues
harmonica.
Band called? He plays guitar, I think.
Who gives a shit? I think it's what it's called.
Have you ever heard it? Have you ever heard any of their music?
I feel
like I played it for you as a joke.
No, I don't care. He's apparently more interested in that than
me. Yeah.
The dude just makes money. Yeah. Just money.
Well, doesn't he come from... Let's not talk about it. Who cares? Right. Anyway.
So about the Knicks. About I also don't want to... Knicks fans know. They have him. They're stuck with him as an owner. Yeah. He's basically Donald Sterling was in the 80s, where if you were into basketball and you knew he was a jerk and hated him, like, that's, now that he's gone, James Dolan's kind of like the equivalent of Sterling in the 80s. Not that Dolan's a racist,
because I don't think he is.
The race thing has nothing to do with it. Yeah. Just that there's fans that don't like their owner and know he's a jerk.
Yeah,
but if you're not into it, you don't know.
In that category, yes, he fits. I don't think he fits Sterling's MO at all. That dude was
not about the racism.
You qualified it already.
No, but regardless of that, Sterling was a really bad human being.
Like, oh, yeah.
He was a slumlord.
Yeah.
He just constant lawsuits all the time. That's how he made his money. He was a dirtbag. He still is a dirtbag.
He's still living.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying Dolan is. Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Because you know Dolan's lawyer is the only one listening to this show.
Dolan's lawyer. Who's the other lawyer?
Dwight Howard's lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's listening. We're going to get so many cease and desist letters after this.
We are the favorite podcast of every lawyer.
Can you get cease and desist tweets?
Knock it off.
Knock it off. Jimmy Dolan's lawyer. I also represent Dwight Howard and whoever I'm going to talk shit about next.
Cease and desist immediately.
Yeah.
So anyways, the Knicks. So
I kind of like what they're doing for this year.
I don't mind it.
I'm not going to dig on it. I don't hate it. And I think it'll be interesting to watch this experiment over the season.
It'll be fun. They'll be more entertaining than they've been in years, right? Since Amari was healthy.
Sprewell was on the team. I haven't given a shit since Sprewell was on the team. I'm not even joking. I don't even like Sprewell that much.
All right, fine, fair.
It's been a good, solid decade of me like wanting to like the Knicks more than I have.
For me, it was when Amari was healthy that one season, that half of that one season, and Felton was actually thin. And it's a long time ago. They were running the pick and roll like crazy. But they were really good. And then they brought Melo in, and kind of everything fell apart.
Well, that's right before they traded all the parts.
Yeah, yeah. Before they traded all the
parts.
That
did start to get interesting for a hot second.
It really did. I liked that team a lot.
I did
lot.
Too. I think, yeah, I did too.
Yeah. And when they still had, they had Shump and they had JR and
Mozgov.
And Mozgov, yeah.
When they had basically the Cavs.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of, do you think they're going to bring Mozgov back? I mean, they could, right?
Mozgov?
Why? Yeah, why would they? That wouldn't make any sense. If they're bringing Noah in.
I don't know. It seems like the owner of the Cavs, Dan Gilbert, isn't the best businessman ever. Predatory Loans Arena. I'm just going to go right in.
Just do it.
You know where I'm working and where I'm going.
Full bar on all
that.
He'll
just pay everybody anything LeBron wants them to get paid, including LeBron. I said LeBron.
You said LeBron.
LeBron?
LeBron.
Oh, that's
let's
French.
Go with that's, LeBron.
Okay, the French translation. LeBron. So I could see Mozgov getting $80 to $100 million contract out of this.
What, from the Cavs?
Yeah.
Mozgov?
Yeah.
They're going to let him go.
$80 to $100 million. I'm being totally serious right now, Joe.
I'm not
exaggerating that Dan Gilbert makes shitty business deals.
Is this the same way in which you think the moon will attack the earth, or are you actually being serious?
No. It
is. I still have to ask you about that.
I don't even... Whatever, sure. Let's get into it.
No. That's for another day, my friend. Right. We got plenty of time over the summer. We are all over the place right now. I want to talk about, what do you think the Knicks should do? So they could afford to put some pieces together.
I think they should see if the pieces that they just bought work. I think they're going to have to take a bunch of D-League level talent to fill out the team. And hopefully the pieces that they have work. And if they don't work, they just don't pay them next year. They move on. I think as far as developing Zingas, I think it's great. I think you focus.
Do you really? I'm a little bit worried.
Your long-term plan is that you focus on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit worried about his development, to be honest with you. Well, I mean, I think putting him next to Noah would be fine. I'm just worried about, like, you know, they're talking about they're still running the triangle and running rows at the point in the triangle. It makes no goddamn sense to me. That dude is an ISO player. I don't know how these players work in that system at all.
I think that they're looking at it. You have to have two stars to run it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're looking at him as the second star.
Okay.
So they'll get a pure shooter to put out there. That's the thing. Noah doesn't need the ball. Noah works away from the ball.
Right.
He doesn't need any touches. He's just the classic Phil Jackson center where he just stands on the court and he does his thing when he gets his chances.
So we're talking about...
But in terms of Zingas' development?
Yeah. Because I was going to say, we're talking about Derrick Rose and we're talking about Carmelo now.
Are you going to feed him? You didn't feed him last year. He did great. Are you going to feed him this year?
He got fed a little bit. I think they weren't really looking
for him too much.
Apparently, he's really good in the pick and roll. Like, that's
which Rose is not good at.
Or
I mean,
pick and
Rose
pop,
is fine.
Right, and Rose can't...
Well, the only thing about it is that Rose can go to the basket. He never stops and pulls up.
Right.
So of all the options that you have, let's say there's four options to score on a pick and roll Rose can't do one of them, or at least he couldn't do it very well.
Well, yeah, he can do it.
And if you're going to run it, if let's say you move Melo to the power forward position, you're bringing Joe Kim off the bench. You could run it with Melo at the power forward position.
Mm-hmm.
That could work. Melo tends to do really well at the power forward position. You can run it with Zingas. I just think I don't think Zingas is going to need a ton of touches to continue to develop.
I hope not. I really like
Porzingis.
I think
he can do his thing, and I think he will rising tide raises all boats type deal.
Fair enough. Yeah, so. I don't hate what they're doing. I don't think it doesn't obviously make sense long term. And here's the worst thing that can happen is that Derrick Rose could actually prove to be his former Derrick Rose self. He's, and then they're going to have to give him a shit ton of money.
And I do think it works long term because I think that after this year, the money comes off the contract. You get another round of free agents. I actually think it's smart long term as long as you keep Zingas developing.
All right.
You know, and how he develops, I leave that up to the basketball pros. But
all right. Sounds good. I'm into it. How about Portland? What do you think? What do you want them to do?
Well, there's a rumor they might get Gordon Hayward. There's a rumor they might get Chandler Parsons.
There's a rumor there's like two or three other white guys that they might look at.
Yeah. them in Utah, they always get the white guy rumors every time. And I don't know. It used to just be, when I was younger, it used to just be Utah. And now Portland somehow gotten looped into that with the East Coast Press.
Listen, I don't want to upset you, but I need to tell you, I've been to Utah and I've been to Portland.
You've been to Utah?
Yeah. I've been to Salt Lake City. And
really?
Yeah. It's very nice. It's completely fucking white.
Like, don't compare the two. It's not the same at all.
I'm just saying, I've never seen so many white people in one place in my life. It was creepy. You know, the Mormons have that whole Utah and lockdown. Also,
you don't think Redding looks like that a little bit?
Oh, stop it. Don't you dare. Have you ever been to Redding?
No.
How dare you?
I mean, I don't totally disagree with you, but it's still a basketball team.
Yeah, right. But so, I mean,
but the linking and the press of the players, I mean, of these rumors, like it's gone on for years now, where it's just like, well, of course he'll want to go there. It's yeah. just kind of like, okay.
Because he looks like he's Mormon.
Yeah.
We could send him there. Anyway.
So let's just move on to the Sixers.
No. I'm not done with Portland. So
I don't have much to say about
Alan Crabb. So Alan Crabb, I think they just tend
to. They're going to re-sign him.
Yeah.
He's going to re-sign.
I was hoping the Sixers. Well, here's the reason I want to talk about it.
There was a moment on Twitter where every single Portland player was linked to the Sixers. Yes. They're just like, we're getting Allen Crabbe. We're getting like everybody and anybody that Portland has. They're coming to us. It was like a Knicks moment where Knicks fans just think they can have whoever they want.
They're going
to
bring.
We're getting McCollum. We're getting Crabbe. We're getting.
Yeah. They were even going to take Mo Harkless back at one point.
Yeah. They were just, Portland's a free-for-all for Philadelphia, yeah.
I think Portland could stand to get pilfered a little bit, though. I mean, I think people could swoop in and, like, offer their guys more money than they're willing to match. I mean, it's just...
That's just straight-up not true. That's the thing that the people don't understand about Portland is, again, he's the richest owner in the NBA. He's richer than Dolan. Yeah. It's not the most valuable franchise, but he doesn't give a fuck. He's richer than all of them. He's richer than most of them combined.
He also owns the Seahawks.
He also owns the biggest yacht in the world.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Why are we on owners today, man? Just straight to the owner.
I like Paul Allen. I'm actually really happy he's the owner of the Blazers.
Good.
I think he's a good owner. I think he does a good job. He's kept them winning for, you know, they had that 25-year run in the playoffs, which was the longest in sports history.
Hmm.
That was before him. He kept it going for a little while, and then he finally lost it. But a quarter of a century in the playoffs.
That's incredible.
For a small market team.
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't dislike him as an owner. I don't really dislike any of the owners.
But that's the thing is that they're well under the salary cap anyway.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So they have money to spend.
They have money to spend even if they want to. Oh, they have a ton of money. Olshay did a great job. Great job as far as how much money they have to spend. And even if they got up to that number, he would just keep paying them. He's done it in the past. He doesn't give a shit about the luxury tax.
All right. So they keep their guys. Who do you want to add anything? You have to add another
power
piece,
forward.
Right?
They have to add a power
so
forward.
So who do you go after?
Probably a small forward, too. As much as I like Aminu, they probably need a small forward.
All right.
Well, what power forwards are available?
Let me look on my...
Besides Horford, who I did like and want. I wanted Love when I thought Cleveland was going to eat a D in the playoffs. But I don't think he's available anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I know that would have been nice, too, right? He would have fit in really nicely in Portland. That would have been a nice pairing. But don't think he's getting traded.
No, not
I mean, they
that.
Don't. They don't actually need him in Cleveland, I feel like. I mean, he had some really great moments in the finals, but I think they could do that without him. And they'd be smart to get like a nice haul back for him in return and set themselves up to continue the success. What do I know? I don't run an NBA franchise. I don't know, man. Do you want Luke Mbamute?
Yeah. But then also, it's funny whenever there's somebody who's not working out, it also gets listed just as the dumping ground for these players, whether it's Dwight Howard or Blake Griffin after he punched the guy. They're like, he broke his hand. He can't shoot anymore. Portland wants him.
Yeah,
well, we can get Damian Lillard for him. And like,
that would have been nice.
No, it wouldn't. I don't want Blake Griffin after he broke his hand.
Really? You don't think he's going to... Well, he played again?
Yeah, a little bit. He sat. He's like fake injury after Chris Paul went down. He sat right back down.
So you think he's done? Is that what you're saying?
Not as a player.
No, all right.
But it doesn't even matter. Like, public embarrassment, broken hand. Who knows how he bounces back from that? That's a lot to bounce back from for the type of ego you have to be a successful NBA player.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, players have let their careers go over less.
That's true. I suppose. I'm like trying to pay attention to you and read who the power forward free agents are at the same time. This is great radio here.
All right, yeah, well.
Sorry, this is my bad, not yours.
So who else?
All right, do you want Jared Solinger? How about that?
Yeah,
you would take him?
Yeah, I'd take him. Just because he can shoot. They don't have anybody with that sort of range at the power position. He's not a bad rebounder. No. I like watching him. I told you he's fat as fuck.
He's got a
giant
ass.
I enjoy watching him run around.
He just back into people and they're like...
Yeah. I have no... I would take him if he wasn't too expensive.
He would be a slight upgrade, right? No, not really.
He's a wash with Myers Leonard. He does the same thing for the most part that Myers does. A little bit better, but he's shorter. And the thing about him being fat, I don't think his career is going to be super long.
Plus, I think Boston wants to keep him. I don't know.
Fat guys don't go for a long time.
How about Josh Smith? He's a free agent.
Oh, everybody wants Josh Smith in China.
Teletovic?
I like Teletovic a lot. Is he a free agent or is he restricted?
He's unrestricted free agent, my friend.
Oh, I'd take him in a heartbeat. When we went to the Nets game, I loved watching him play. He's kind of a physical freak. He's gigantic and can shoot.
Yeah.
When he gets hot, he just lights out.
Yeah.
Not that he would be anything but a bench player, but I do like Teletovic.
Well, all right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, like, I agree with you. I don't think Portland's going to get much in this free agent class, but then I don't know what their options are either. I mean, I don't know what they do.
I want them to get Pekovic out of Minnesota.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but they're very deep with Georgie Gang. How do you say his
name? Gorgie Jang.
Gorgie Jang.
Yeah, you had it backwards. That's fine.
No, how do you say it? That's how you
Gorgie
say it?
Gorgie Jang. Gorgie Jang.
Isn't his last
Gorgie?
Name Diang?
Yeah, it's like Jang.
So you're saying Gorgie. So you're claiming you have it right here.
I'm claiming I have
it. I like
it right.
How
that's
you're
what
very
I
confident in your pronunciations.
I tell you, I listen to other people
even the
say
most
it.
Esoteric names in the NBA.
Yes.
So they have him. They have Karl Anthony Towns. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess he's just redundant. Well,
he
I don't know. But
seems
he's
redundant. I just like him too because he's a big old bull.
Fair.
I don't know. But besides that, I think we should just jump into Philadelphia.
All right, let's jump into Philly.
Let's pause 1 second before we do.
Yeah, so you want to talk about Philly. What do I think about Philadelphia?
The fact that they're going to trade Noel for a bag of chips.
Stop saying it.
And the thing is, a sandwich at the corner.
The thing is, he's like we were talking about off the podcast before we even started. He's both somehow over and underrated. He's clearly overrated by me.
I like how you're going right into poetry. Go on.
What are you talking about?
He is both somehow both over and underrated.
He said once both this and that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Both Beauty and the Beast. Go on. Go on. I'm riveted.
He is my everything.
I'm on the edge of my seat, yes.
So Noel, he's both overrated and underrated somehow. Sure. Somehow his it feels like his stock has plummeted in the league, and I don't know why. I understand that like he's not much offensively at this point in his career. But he's also so important around the rim. He's exactly what you want in today's center. He's very athletic. He has very good lateral quickness. He can block the shit out of every shot. And I know like blocked shots are sort of an overrated statistic. I get it. But he's really good. And man, catching lobs is an underrated talent.
Why?
I don't think it's as easy to look as it looks. I just don't. And like being able to get there, like being able to
I don't think
to set
easy.
A screen, then roll to the rim and dunk it. Yeah, I know. Just like and catch a lob. I think he's a fantastic player.
But
and
is
I think
that him? Are you saying that because that's kind of what he's limited to offensively
right now? Yeah. I mean, he can step out and hit like a 12-foot shot on occasion. He's not very consistent at it yet. But the thing about it is like his stock plummeted this year because they had him and Okafor playing together, and Okafor is a ball dominant low post scorer, and he destroyed his game. There was no spacing. They didn't have anybody on that team to space the court anyway to begin with, so except for Robert Covington.
In terms of them moving him, besides, obviously you have a very high opinion of his intrinsic value to the team and that he got marginalized, but what do you think about them moving him?
I don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So if they have to move one of the two of them, I would prefer that they move Okafor.
I actually thought about the trade with Okafor for McCollum. I'm not totally against it.
Really? I think
got worked out, I wouldn't be pissed, punching the wall, upset. I like McCollum a lot, but I also,
I'd give you other things for it, too. You want to make a trade right now?
Let's. Yeah, I'll give you
Okafor, and I will give you... what's the kid's... I'll give you a white kid.
Stauskas?
I'll give you Stauskas. Why, he's white. You want him on Portland.
Yeah, that's what we were just joking about. I'll take your first round next year in Okafor.
Oh, no. No, not giving that up. Why? McCollum's not worth my first round next year.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
I like this imaginary trade, and you, dug in on it. You're like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Well, the thing about that is because they have the pick swap with the Kings next year. And so if they don't have a pick to swap with, how are you going to do that?
I think also, though, you have to give up something to get something.
You do.
So what about the free agents?
All right, Robert Covington. I don't want to give up Robert Covington. I can't do it. All
are right, you still the fantasy trade that's not happening? It's not. Yeah. I was just saying about free agents, your little... has anybody even entertained coming there besides Harrison Barnes?
No, and what do you think about that rumor? Do you think... So I'm split on it. I'm like... I would like to see Harrison Barnes on the Sixers. I think he would add a lot of value.
Me too.
I think he would be really nice on the team. I think he would be basically what happened to Iguodala, though. He's a very versatile defender who can score, but he's not a number one option. Of course, if Joel Embiid actually does play this year and is what everyone thinks he's going to be, and Ben Simmons is that good, then he can be the third player on your team. I'm just a little bit worried about giving him a max contract.
That's the only thing. I like Harrison Barnes a lot. I think he'd be very nice on the Sixers. I think he'd fit right in there. But I don't think you can pay him that much money.
Yeah, exactly. There's too many ifs to give him a max contract.
I think he tops out at 17-8 on a team that's not doing much else.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what you're getting out of him.
And a good defender.
I was going to say, and some defense. But is 17-8 and a good defender worth a max contract to you?
No.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, too.
And it's not even that it's not in this climate right now. If it was for this year, fine. Give him $23 million. I don't give a shit. The problem is it hamstrings you for the future, and it limits what you're able to do a couple years down the road when you still have to keep paying him.
I would put him on, if it was just me, the top that I would offer him is an 80% max on a four-year contract with a fifth-year option.
And I don't think that's enough to get it done.
I don't think it is for him either in this market. I don't think you're going to get Harrison Barnes for that, but I think that's probably what he's worth, and for what Philadelphia has, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would too. I would totally be fine with that, but that's not going to be the contract that gets it done.
He's going to get max money.
He's going to get max money.
He's going to get paid.
Either that or the Warriors are going to keep him. But there's also a conspiracy theory that because Jerry Colangelo is the USA basketball team guy, and he just got put on the team. They're like, oh, what's the word for somebody playing a symphony for you to come? Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Once again.
I was looking. I'm going to cut that part out.
No, you have to snap and point, and then I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. It's a whatever. So they're like, oh, great. He's definitely going to go to the Sixers now. It's a conspiracy theory. I was also thinking about Dion Waiters, who he is a Philadelphia kid. And he played very well for OKC this year, and I think they're going to let him walk now that they have Oladipo. The problem is, you'd also probably have to give him a very near max or a max contract to get him. And I'm just worried that, sure, he showed some maturity this year. He showed that he can play. He showed that he can be dependable. I'm afraid you put him on this young team, and he's the number one option. He reverts right back to what he was in Cleveland, which is me first. Look at me. Look what I can do.
I just wouldn't take Dion Waiters on my team at all.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't really want him. I actually think Dion Waiters super talented, very very talented guy. It's been long enough. He has all the hallmarks of a guy who's never going to put it together.
Right. We talked about that before.
And that he'll just be a drain on your team.
Yeah. So. And I'm super scared about giving him a contract. I feel like they could get him.
Oh, I think they could get him. I don't think there's a lot of poles in the water for that fish.
Probably not.
I was trying to think of a better metaphor. I couldn't. That's just the one that popped into my head.
It's fine. I like it. But other than that, I don't know.
Also,
I
always think of the singer Dion in Waiters every time I hear his name, and I know that.
So, like, Dion is, like, out waiting tables, is it?
I don't know. I haven't put it together yet.
Quite figured it
Dion
out.
Dion Waiters.
Oh, man. How far are we? We're, like, almost 50 minutes in. You want to wrap it up? I mean, like, I don't have that much to say. I think that it's going to be crazy, unlike it's been in past years, because of the salary cap raising so much.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much we can talk about.
I don't think this year that Philadelphia is going to get much in the terms of top-end free agents, so I just don't think they should commit themselves overly to anyone.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I'm a little bit worried that I think that so far, Brian Colangelo has done a really nice job. Like, the only thing he's done so far is just, you know, the draft, and I think he did a really good job on that. I'm a little bit worried he's going to overpay. And actually, he's been vocal about, like, I'm fine with overpaying for a short contract. So yeah. If he does that, I'm totally good with it. And he's got my vote. I just worry that he's going to give a max contract for the max amount of years to the wrong guy and hamstring the club and kind of send him right back to mediocrity. Anyway, that's my spiel about that. There's a bunch of other teams we could talk about. There's a bunch more angles.
Let's wait until we find out what happens.
Yeah.
I would rather review after the process.
That's fine. Let's do that. Tell me about your crazy conspiracy theory on your bicycle riding over
about
the finals.
All right. Let's talk about Michael Jordan.
Go ahead.
Being the greatest player of all time.
Go ahead.
Who made him the greatest player of all time? You can say
Scottie Pippen.
No. I'm thinking macro. The NBA definitely did. Like, they put a lot into it. But even more than that, it was the rise of Nike and the shoe companies.
Okay, go ahead.
They still sell billions of dollars, and Jordan's a major division. It's a major, its own brand under the Nike umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Still the biggest basketball shoe on earth.
Yes.
Steph Curry is an Under Armour guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who has turned their brand into the third largest brand in America or in the world.
Go on.
Right. who reps LeBron? Who does he run with? Is he Adidas or see this is the part
I think he's Nike too.
He is Nike.
Yeah. I'm almost certain he's Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not even it. So basically, if Under Armour wins again, Nike either double wins with Jordan still being the greatest player of all time, or LeBron becoming the greatest player of all time and in the debate of greatest player of all time. And marginalizes Under Armour. And basically, the shoe companies have pushed NBA basketball into the forefront of a sports world in the 90s by pushing brand awareness of superstars and still have a major say in the way it's marketed and the way it's looked at worldwide. I don't know where else to go with that. I think that pretty much explains that Nike would highly, highly benefit.
So what you're saying... This is not Nike bought the championship.
This is just a ridiculous conspiracy theory. But I like the idea of conspiracy theories, and I think it's fun to think about.
I
put that together on my bike ride over.
I like it.
I was just like, oh, Under Armour was on its way coming up on Steph Curry being the biggest player in the world and supplanting LeBron. And I don't know what you do to stop that sort of momentum.
I like it.
For the shoe company that's tied itself to the NBA for 30 years, and everybody's made billions upon billions upon billions of dollars.
By the way...
And it would also marginalize one of their brands.
By the way, I have a tinfoil hat over here.
Wait, that was the other thing. 73 win, and they won the championship.
Yes.
Who would they supplant as the greatest team ever?
The Bulls.
Michael Jordan's Bulls.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's true. It's a good point. I'm fashioning you a tinfoil hat right now.
Yeah, you already said that. I didn't say I believed it. I just said I like thinking about these things.
I think conspiracy theories are sort of important, to be honest with you.
Why?
I think it just keeps people in check. I think that, like, allowing yourself to think about every single possibility, as far-fetched as it can be, is kind of healthy.
I do, too.
And balances things out.
I do, too. Entertaining the thoughts of it. But
there's
a difference, though,
between entertaining and acting.
Well, I think the dark side of it, though, is it gives people a sense of control over things that they're emotionally tied to that
they don't have
any control of. They're like, well, I understand it better than everyone else, and this is what's going on, and I have control over it.
Yeah, and I can prove it.
I think that's a lot of the emotional base of conspiracy theories.
I mean, everyone wants to feel like they're in control. Listen, the scariest thing you could do as a human being is, like, pick a spot on Google Maps and just zoom out and just keep zooming out. And you realize, oh my God, we are so tiny that we have like nothing. We have no control over anything anywhere. And like, and you've seen all these things on the internet where you keep zooming out of the earth and it just like becomes one. We're just a speck of dust and less.
Anyway, so, I find conspiracy theories incredibly entertaining. I think they're just, for me, they're entertainment. And they're, like you said, a well-rounded way sometimes to think about things. I'd really like to hear Kev's take on what I just put out there as a conspiracy theory, because he's going to have an amazing take on it.
We should have a call-in.
He should, you should tweet at us or something, because I would really like to know what he thinks about that, because he'd probably go off for about 20 minutes on that.
Yeah, it would be enjoyable, I think.
Yeah. So anyway,
well, yeah, so there you go. So there's our it's gonna be a short one tonight, and that's fine because we gave an extra long effort last week.
Yeah, but we also did the podcast.
Boy, bringing it. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap it up. I don't think we have a random wrap up this week, unless you have anything else in your mind. I think the conspiracy thing was good.
The rise of the National Socialists backed by the United States and the Ukraine via Blackwater and other covert agencies.
No, let's skip that one.
Oh, we're done with conspiracy theories. Okay.
Yeah. All right. But I will say that over the summer, we are going to get into other topics because there's going to be no basketball. Oh, we'll definitely talk about Summer League.
Conspiracy theories, even. We could do a fun one on
we
them.
Can do a fun one on conspiracy theories. Yeah, let's do that. So, so far we have...
About it. Let's get a guest for it, though.
All right, maybe. Definitely. I think I have the perfect guest, Gary Cullen. So we should talk about conspiracy theories. I think we're going to talk about maybe some of our favorite horror movies.
Sure.
Why they're important in the social constructs of our freaking crazy minds. I don't know.
We'll go over some topics. It'll be fun.
But if you guys want to send us any topics you'd like to hear about, or just say hi, if you want to shout out, feel free to tweet at us. Follow our schizophrenic Twitter. It's fun.
We're somehow both for and against everything.
Yeah, it's lovely. You can find us at the Superflight Pod, or I'm sorry, at Superflight Pod on Twitter. You can tweet at us, whatever. And if you want to ask any general questions on Twitter, just hashtag the Superflight Podcast. That way I can find it easier. You can email us at thesuperflightpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. If you listen to us on iTunes, please be sure to subscribe and leave a review, and people will be able to find us easier. Mm-hmm. You can also go to the website, superflypodcast.com. And I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to the 4th of July because that's when the Sixers are playing their first game of Summer League.
Oh, yeah. I think the Blazers are, too.
Oh, nice.
I want to get the package. I think going to a whole other thing, but I want to watch the Summer League this year. I do.
No. I was talking about getting the package.
I know where you were going with that. I know exactly what the look you gave me.
Yeah. Well, the Sixers, I think, are playing the Lakers for the first game. I think it's at 8 o'clock on the 4th of July. So I'm going to...
Are Simmons and Ingram playing the Summer League?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really?
Well, Simmons gave some really vague answer about...
He doesn't really care, and he just wants his money, and he's not going to show up like he didn't show up to class. Stop it. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Okay. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.